Have you ever thought you missed your calling as an old-fashioned sissy housewife from the 1950s? Perfect hairdo, perfect lipstick, perfect outfit? There's no room for slackness, sissy girl. Your mistress doesn't want to see you looking anything less than perfectly pressed and groomed. A true lady never sweats, gets flustered, or complains. After all, you don't make a very good bring home the bacon type man. You simply don't have the temperament or the equipment to be a go-getter who climbs the corporate ladder. Unless, of course, your boss is holding the ladder and looking up your skirt. Sissy housewives with small little cocklets know they need to be in stockings and heels, not wingtip loafers. You prance when you walk, and your handshake is not even remotely firm. In fact, your wrist is pretty limp, isn't it? There's a word we use for men with limp wrists, so you may as well just play for the other team, Nancy. Nobody is going to call you anything but dollface when you're all made up with those bright red lips and sexy low-cut, yet understated, blouse. When you hold your purse in the crook of your elbow, nobody expects your wrist to be anything but limp. Of course, a sissy housewife has to learn how to please her husband, so she keeps him at home and not out tomcatting around. You may look all prim and proper, but you can get down on your knees and give your man the perfect aperitif blowjob. You know how to whet your hubby's appetite with that sweet little mouth, don't you? Careful, sissy. If you get him too excited, you may end up burning the roast because your man decides he'd rather stuff your sissy hole with his big manly cock. What better way to help your man blow off steam? Just because you're a proper housewife doesn't mean you're not a sissy slut in the sheets for your hard-working hubby, right? This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you have to have me right now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.